It is the coach home, the sort of new improved coach home before they just started playing Premier League games every 3 minutes or so. So when we just had to do Friday shows to step in, because there wasn't the idea of reviewing Premier League games because there was just about to be another Premier League game. That said, there are two tonight. Chelsea and West Ham both play tonight, which will have ramifications for the top four picture. But the top four picture, Ollie, I feel as though Liverpool supporters in general and possibly Liverpool Football Club, especially those who play football for Liverpool Football Club, just need to take a little bit of a breath and realise that we're not currently in competition with one of the greatest sides ever to play Premier League football, but a gang of shite fraudsters who populate the places between 7th, 2nd and 6th, and that Liverpool will have more than one bad result between now and the end of the season. I'm quite certain of that, but all those sides will also have bad results as well, and you get to see that this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect point, because the amount of messages I've been on or had sent to me about, well, you know, if this weekend results go a certain way, we end up in 9th and all these clubs have these game in hand, but there's been no illustration throughout the year that anyone's going to is assured in any way to win any of those games in hand. You go to the weekend and you have Villa would be considered dropping points to Brighton. They played pretty awfully. Brighton dominated that game. There's no one, I think, personally, outside. I actually really think Chelsea will just click. I think Tuchel's really quite special. I think for 18 months it'll be a party there. And I almost have Chelsea in my mind as almost assured at this point. I think United aren't certain. I think Leicester can go up and down. So like you said, everyone is so all over the place. You never know what you're going to get from one match week to the next. It's really going to be, if you can put together a 9-day run, all of a sudden you have 9 points, maybe 12, given what the fixtures are like. And it's just a completely different complexion with 10 games to go.
There was a lot of, I think Chelsea are the interesting ones, Philip, but it's worth saying Liverpool have to finish ahead of one of Manchester United, Leicester and Chelsea, I suspect, to ensure that they finish top four. And I think Ollie's point around Chelsea there is good. They've got themselves into position again under Tuchel. There's an element of who have they played, but we know that they've got the strength and depth and they haven't got the same injury issues that we have. So Chelsea haven't played yet. But looking at United, looking at Everton, looking at Villa, Villa are a good shout. Tottenham were abject, frankly, against Manchester City, and we'll come on and talk about that game in a bit more depth. But you are just sort of left, Philip, aren't you, going, well, this is where we are. The idea that one bad result against Leicester means that anything's gone from a Liverpool point of view, you might feel that in the emotional moments as Liverpool supporters, but it doesn't stand up to scrutiny in the cold light of day.